Prologue. Dra'extar Al lay in his dark cavern home high in the Black Mountains. He was alone, one of the last of his kind. He rolled to his side, then back to his belly in a fitful, unnatural sleep. His body, once a deep, glistening black, was now the color of a thunderstorm, mottled in dark and light grays. Time slipped away from him in dreams, as he preferred to sleep more than anything else. Each season he slept longer and hunted less, therefore he ate less, and it showed. His skin and scales lay draped across each bone like a worn tapestry. It was during the dark years, as they now were called by the remaining dragons, and many things had changed. Before this age, the dragons were plentiful. The clans did not seek mates outside the clan for one simple reason. No matter the clan, offspring favored the mothers. So it was not advantageous for a male to seek a female from a different clan. In draw politics, he would be strengthening a rival clan if the union produced a pregnancy. But that was then. Now they were few and scattered. Clans were reduced to a few mated pairs. Females without mates within a clan were vulnerable to any male. Base needs drove the lone males to mate with any clan female. But if she bore young, infanticide often followed. Dra'extar Al was one such hatchling. His dream was still as vivid as the day he had watched the large black dragon, his mother, battling with a larger crimson dragon, his father. She had kept him hidden for 2 seasons, and then one day, as he lay against her, basking in her love, it all ended. A mother placed him behind her, and fought with the unbridled protective savagery of a mother dragon, protecting him from a sire who would kill him on sight. It was a blessing the union produced offspring, and yet it was a curse, as the sire could not stand the birth of a male offspring of a different color. Dra'extar Al groaned as she shifted his body again, and the fight raged on in his dreams. Then, almost as quickly, it ended. A moan escaped, and he lay still. The cave was again quiet, except for the rhythmic sound of water drops hitting the underground lake that occupied most of the cavern. Then a soft churning of the water started out in the middle and grew louder. A bluish glow emanated, rose from the depths to the surface, and a form emerged in the swirling water. The form took on the shape of a female. Her skin was pale blue, like new snow in the moonlight, and she was tall with long green hair. She walked across the top of the lake and up onto the stone floor, moving gracefully around and over anything in her way. She stopped in front of the beast, put her hands on her hips, and waited. When there was no response to her presence, she held out an arm and water shot forth in a mighty spray washing over the dragon's face.
"Are you trying to drown me, then? Am I to be attacked while in slumber?"
The massive head raced and reared back to the safety of a drier place. The stream of water ceased. The female's posture remained fearless. "If I had wished to drown you, you would be dead. Besides, it is time for you to wake."
"I have earned the right to sleep as long as I choose, when I choose," he rumbled.
"Bah, you are lazy, admit it."
"I do. I am lazy. This suits me, and I find peace in my solitude. Now tell me why you woke me before I eat you."
Laughter rippled like the soft chorus of water over the stones in a creek and echoed through the cave. "Dragon, I woke you because I have awoken. I came to seek your wise counsel, but if you would prefer to battle, I would find that just as enjoyable. But since the battle would end with you dead, my friend, I would have to find another dragon to befriend and hope it as knowledgeable as you."